A tax on internet service ended this summer. The savings for consumers have been modest, but the tax cut has created a big hole in government budgets. This comes just as the feds spend billions to expand internet access. SDPB's Seth Tupper explains.
Congress temporarily outlawed taxes on internet service more than 20 years ago. But South Dakota and a few other states were already taxing it, so Congress allowed those states to keep collecting the taxes. As the years passed, Congress renewed the temporary ban and the grandfather clause several times. But in 2016, Congress permanently banned internet taxes. The law took effect on July 1st this year. Governor Kristi Noem welcomed the tax repeal. She said it would
provide permanent tax relief for South Dakota families and businesses who currently pay the government for simply accessing the internet.
The relief amounts to a few dollars on internet and mobile phone bills. Meanwhile, the six states collecting internet taxes, including South Dakota, lost a combined $1 billion in annual revenue. And for some people, the tax savings are already wiped out by other fee increases. Customers who bundle services with Sioux Falls-based Midco are an example. When the internet service tax went away, the company raised a fee on cable TV service by $5 a month. Midco customer Chris Nelson couldn't help but notice the timing.
I chuckled because it was literally simultaneous.
Nelson also happens to regulate telecom companies through his seat on the Public Utilities Commission. He says nothing stops companies from raising fees or rates at the same time as a tax repeal. A Midco spokeswoman responded with an emailed statement. It says the fee increase was for retransmission agreements with broadcasters. The statement says the fee has, quote, no bearing on the taxes that were and are no longer being charged on internet service, end quote. Customers might also notice that while the tax on their bill went down, it may not have gone away completely. That's because although internet service is no longer taxed, the tax still applies to equipment like modems and to warranties and service contracts on that equipment. And although data is no longer taxed on cell phones, other things still are, like activation fees, disconnect fees, texting, voicemail, and other options still considered taxable sales and services. In South Dakota, Governor Noem says the tax repeal wiped out $30 million in revenue,
with $20 million of that coming from state revenues and approximately $10 million from local governments.
The governor supports doing away with the tax even when the budget takes a big hit. But the state's small telecom companies have mixed feelings about it. Rich Coit is executive director of the South Dakota Telecommunications Association.
From our perspective as companies, I mean, it was a pass-through. It definitely hurts the state not having that money. You know, it hurts, you know, localities as well. So, you know, we certainly were not fans of it or opposed to it, I guess.
Coit is bothered by what the tax repeal says about internet politics.
There is a reluctance on the part of policymakers, congressional leaders, members of Congress, at the federal level in particular, to assess anything on internet. There's this fear of, we don't want to tax the internet.
And yet, everybody wants high-speed internet to their homes. Especially in rural states like South Dakota, it often requires government subsidies to extend high-speed internet service to isolated areas. Much of the support for those subsidies comes from the Universal Service Fund. The fund is supported not by taxes on internet services. Instead, it's supported by a surcharge on phone calls people make to other states and countries. The volume of those calls has been dropping for years, which leaves the Universal Service Fund in a weakened position. So the federal government has repeatedly increased the surcharge on those calls. PUC Commissioner Nelson leads a group of state commissioners that helps oversee the fund. They recognize the need for a better long-term funding source. They want to apply the existing phone surcharge to internet service. In other words, something a lot like the tax that just went away. Nelson says they've had no luck so far.
The great opposition to that comes from folks that say, well, we can't add any tax to the internet. We can't ever put a fee on internet service.
And yet, the demand for government broadband subsidies is strong across the country. According to the most recent data, the Universal Service Fund gave out $4 billion in 2018 to install broadband service to some communities. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.